This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for the 3rd of October. I'm Dustin Huffman. A legal challenge over the USDA's electronic identification tag mandate for certain cattle and bison is moving forward after the U.S. District Court in South Dakota denied much of the USDA's attempt to dismiss the case. The lawsuit brought by RCAF USA, the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, and several ranchers argues that the rule is costly, unnecessary, and burdensome for independent cattle producers. We'll hear more from their legal team next.
In rural Iowa, we know you're sold on your local radio station. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network partners with local Iowa stations to deliver the latest in agriculture news, including grain elevator prices, market reports, and ag policy news. Trusted local voices, trusted ag content. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Tara Rollins is litigation counsel with the New Civil Liberties Alliance, and they're handling the lawsuit for RCAF et al. And they say the EID requirement is a solution in search of a problem. She notes that only 10% of the nation's cattle herd is impacted by the mandate, yet the costs fall directly on ranchers and dairy farmers. She adds the U.S. already maintains one of the healthiest herds in the world, with the ability to trace disease outbreaks in less than 24 hours.
So about a year ago, USDA finalized a rule alongside APHIS that the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, which mandates electronic ID for certain cattle and dairy cows, as well as bison. We do have some bison involved in this lawsuit. Either when their bang's vaccinated or when they move across state lines. It's not all cattle. I get this question all the time. It's about 10% of the nation's herd. And what the government's trying to do here, at least what they said do here, is, well, they're just trying to reduce and make things a little bit easier for tracing. And one thing I want to start at the very top of it is the nation's cattle herd is one of the healthiest, if not the healthiest, in the world. We have historically been able to track disease outbreaks in less than 24 hours. And this, to me, has always felt like a rule that's a problem in search of a solution. And the question is, you know, is this what we should be focusing on, particularly when the costs of it are borne by America's, you know, cattle ranchers and dairy farmers?
Rollins says that the case advanced after the court rejected the USDA's attempt to dismiss it. She says the agency argued cattle producers lacked standing to challenge the rule, but the judge said otherwise, allowing the lawsuit to proceed. She notes that while some minor claims were narrowed, the core legal questions remain very much alive. Looking ahead, Rollins says the key issue is whether USDA has exceeded its authority. She argues that Congress never gave the agency power to mandate EID tags and that the burden of such a system falls unfairly on ranchers and dairy farmers.
So one of the things that we always talk about in this type of work that I do, administrative law, regulatory law, is that agencies can only do what Congress has given them the power to do. That's like a basic fundamental aspect of our three-part legal our government system. And so here the question is when Congress said that if the secretary or the administrator determines that it's necessary to take certain precautions in the restriction of moving animals across state lines, does that mean that they can mandate electronic ID? I think our answer is no, is that whatever necessary means, it doesn't mean this, you know, system of mandatory electronic ID, again, borne by America's ranchers and cattlemen and dairy farmers. And so that's the key issue that's going to go forward is, did the agency act reasonably when they made this decision?
We have a link to the case page on our website at iowaagnet.com, as well as the full interview with Kara Rollins of NCLA. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.